Holmberg's morning sickness.
The old method of treatment for a person in this condition was to throw him in jail.
98.
Hear that? Believe it or not, summer is just around the corner. Luckily, Armor All, America's most trusted auto appearance brand, has what your car needs to get that perfect summer shine. Plus, now through May 31st, we'll give you $5 for every $20 you spend on Armor All products. That means car wash pods, protectant, tire shine, you name it. Find out how to get your $5 rebate at ArmorAll.com. Armor All, less work, more clean. Terms apply.
Hey there. Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower than low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
There you go. Offspring. Oh, wait, that's not the end of it. I'm just going to let it go, though. I'm excited about the next thing. Brett's going to call us in a second here. Offspring's there. We're all done with that. We got ourselves a U-Fest coming up, and I'm late. So this has just been a brutal morning. Time-wise. Sorry about that, everybody. I cut off the Offspring. I feel guilty. I mean, I'm over it, but I felt a little guilty. Brett's out there right now. He's at Action Ride Shop just off of the 60 and Gilbert. So you head on over there between Southern and the 60, right there in Gilbert Action Ride Shop. He's got the keg. I'm super excited about getting this keg out the door, ready for people to win this thing. So before we get to the Brady Report, Brett, you are at Action Ride Shop right now. A guy just, he emailed me and said, now's the time. He said, I went down there. There's only a few people there. He said, the lines are short, so you can try over and over. He had to leave because he had to go to work. How's it looking right now with your code?
It's starting to pack up a little bit.
Okay. Tulips.
You're starting to get some people out here.
Tulips is clue number one.
Yes.
All right.
And again, we don't know if it's tulips or tulips.
Exactly. It's just the first clue.
It'd be either way.
Clue number two. Brett, we're ready for clue number two for the four numbered code that is on the bike lock that locks the keg. What do you have it locked to?
We have it locked to an Action Ride Shop table.
Oh, there you go. All right. There you go. So you could you'd have a lot to haul. As well. Just pick the table up here.
So, a folding table and a keg. I mean, if you want, you can probably run out of here with that.
Sure. But, it's a lot of packing. It's an awful lot.
Yeah, so just not running after you.
We're real secure. No, I'm not running. No, okay. I got two more kegs to get rid of.
You got a lot on your mind. All right. So you got this thing out there. So get the keg. Four numbers will unlock the, if you guess the code, the four-number numerical code. And first clue is tulips or tulips.
Yes.
Second clue is, Brett?
This one, I don't know if this one's going to help anybody, but we'll throw it out there anyway. The second clue is A-D.
A-D as in A-D. Dog?
A-D. Yes.
Like after death.
Yeah, kind of, or Ad Rock from the Beastie Boys. I know you're Jewish people who understand
that's
that.
That's right. We get Ad Rock. I get that. A-D. Oh, is it? Are there periods? Yep. Is it Ad? Is it like Ad as an advertisement? Is it A-D as in after death or Anthony Davis? A-D, his nickname for the Lakers?
I'm going to say it's A-D. That's where we're going to go with. There could be periods in there.
Okay.
Ew.
Another clue. There are periods in there.
I didn't say it was Ad. I just said A-D. So
let's say this, because I know this clue.
Okay. Yes.
There are periods. It's A period D.
All right. Well, I'll make it easier on people. Go ahead.
A little easier. A, D.
All right.
Tulips. Yes. A, D.
Yes.
Okay.
I don't know if that one's going to help too much, but we'll give it a shot.
You want to give out a third clue?
That's up to you.
Go ahead. Throw out the third clue. What's the third clue?
You want to do a third clue? All right. We'll do
tulips. A, D. Third clue.
Argyle.
Like the socks or like what punk rock guys wear?
Yeah, kind of like that, yeah.
Like Mighty Mighty Boss Tones?
Ah, there you go.
I guess.
Argyle. Scottish. Sure. Scottish. Argyle is a Scottish thing, or Irish, isn't it?
Yeah.
Argyle.
Like, you know, you see, Brady would have worn an Argyle sweater back in the day.
Yeah, Brady wears Argyle for a picture there with the family.
Argyle vest sweater.
I'm sure you did. I bet you still have it.
So I had an Argyle cashmere sweater at one time.
Everybody in the UA had one.
Bougie. Yeah, they all had to, or they were left out. It's like a members-only jacket. All right. Tulips, A.D., Argyle.
Yep.
So the other thing, A.D., Anno Domini, is the year of the Lord Latin. Is it an Easter thing?
Oh, Easter's this weekend. AD.
Oh,
all
I didn't
right.
even think about that one.
Tulips, AD.
Mm-hmm. Yep.
Argyle.
And Argyle, yes.
And you got to figure out four numbers from this.
Yeah, so you got three hints now.
Man.
Get your ass out here to Action Ride Shop. Gilbert Road, just south of Southern. So right off the freeway. You can't miss us.
Tulips, AD. It says, Brett's clues are ass. Just because you're not getting it.
Exactly. Yeah. They were last year, too.
Yeah. Clues always suck when you don't get it. And then the person that does, exactly. You're like, oh, of course, that's stupid. Yep, because you didn't understand. Your clues are ass, Brett. But no, that is not a clue. Ass, not a clue. Tulips, AD, no. Argyle.
If we threw ass in there with tulips?
Tulips and an ass. Well, maybe it applies. Tulips, AD, maybe. Argyle. All right, Brett's got the codes out there. You guys can go there. Just start throwing numbers into that little lock and see what you can come up with.
Texter wants to know.
Let's do it.
I have to know. Are you setting up your conversations from earlier this morning as part of the clue to the combination of the lock? Is Vince McMahon part of this? Or is Dennis somehow involved?
Argyle. He's with that Irish girl.
No, definitely not.
No.
Definitely not involved in this one.
AD could be after Dennis. Tulips could be like, that's all that's good. And once you get past her tulips, you got all those rotten teeth from the story this morning. Argyle, she's from Ireland. I don't know if you can come up with a code for the unnamed slut from Alaska that's bothering Dennis for the next 17 days, but all right. Got to listen to that. I'll tell you this. Brett had these clues before we found out about Dennis.
Oh, okay.
Yes.
Because Brett had these clues yesterday. He told me the clues yesterday. I don't know the answer, but he told me the clues yesterday.
And to all the texters that are throwing numbers out, it does you no good. Go to the
Action numbers at us all day long. We don't care. I don't give a that you're Rain Man. Fire it over to Brett.
Yeah.
There you go.
It doesn't matter unless you're out here at Action Ride Shop. Your numbers do you no good.
How about this, Brett? If anyone knows you personally enough to have your phone number, they can text you the code and you can give it a try for them.
Oh, great.
Yeah.
No.
All right. No, we'll cancel that. All right.
I have every prick in my phone texting me. Thanks.
That's what I was trying to blow up your phone. Thanks. All right. Tulips, AD, Argyle. All right. Good luck to everybody out there. I'm struggling with this, and I know the clues. I've known the clues for a day, and I don't think I understand what you're doing. All right. Your clues are ass.
You're going to kick yourself in the ass.
All right. We'll see about that. Brett's out there at Action Ride Shop. All right. We'll talk to you in a little while.
See ya.
Thanks. Brett, doing his job. Getting rid of the keg number one. Easter keg 2024. Brought to you by Four Peaks and Action Ride Shop. It's starting right now. There's a good chance we give away three kegs before the morning's over. One at Action Ride Shop, and then the other two Brett's supposed to hide tonight, but he's busy. Brett's got a lot to do. Got to do the overnight show to help you early keg hunters. I got a guy who emailed me. He's decorated his car with magnets that say keg hunter on the side of it. So he can get passage through things he's not allowed to be in. Oh, it's pretty impressive. So
let me see if I can find the text.
Ready to go.
John, help me out. I've had jobs. There it is. I've had jobs for a long time. Why does Brett want to go back to the overnights? Doesn't he rail against it forever?
Yes.
Why the F would anyone want to go back to a job they hated?
Because he cares about you.
Oh, look at that.
Yeah, because he cares about you guys. He knows you're out there. He knows there's a big audience for some reason. And he's like, you know what? They're going to need help. We don't need Herbert, the automated computer, overnight not helping you. You can call Brett phones starting at 3 o'clock. He's going to start giving you some help and some stuff out there and let you know it's starting.
One day.
It's like when NORAD shows you where Santa is. He's NORAD. He's telling you, hey, the kegs are out. I know for a fact the crew is here. They're taking a bunch of kegs are released. We don't know where and we don't know when, but he's going to help you out a little bit. A human being to talk to on the phone here at the station starting at 3 because Brett cares about you. Yes, he hates the overnights. He does not want to do that again. He's doing it because of you guys. That's a good man right there. Also, he's got a body to bury while he's hiding the kegs and there's... It's a good time for him to get up and mingle with all the keg hiders.
I got a busy day, too, John.
Yeah, you got to go to bed at 9.
I got a McFeely day. I got to go pick up my honey-baked ham and then hide kegs starting at 4 o'clock.
P.M.?
Yeah.
Yeah, that's a good idea. Illegal. Not happening. Don't get people.
No undercover of darkness for you.
Nobody's looking at 4 o'clock. Don't even start that. It's time for the Brady Report. Who's going to make it to the NCAA championships? Well, the Sweet 16 will determine that, and it's on starting tonight. So you can go over to Hooters and check out all the games. I believe U of A plays tonight. You can check that out. The Hoops Bundle exists at Hooters. 16 boneless wings. And you get the dressing of choice, fries, and it's $16. That's pretty awesome. So head to Hooters and watch that March Madness right there on all their screens with all the beautiful people that are with you. And enjoy yourself and say thanks for this Brady Report. Brady, report it.
Good Thursday morning to you, Phoenix. Hello, world.
Hi.
Happy National Hot Tub Day.
Yuck.
And National Black Forest Cake Day.
That is a bad combination.
Thank
hot
you.
Hot tub day? Like,
what?
Hot tub and a black forest cake? The last thing
I've
never tried
that. I'm willing to try that.
You have a constitution of iron, my
friend. Shocked.
Hopping into a hot tub of water.
Loaded up on
belly full of chocolate cake.
Well, they're not comboed up. You celebrate one.
That's why
one
I said
other.
What a terrible combo. I comboed them. You comboed them by giving me two things right there. That's a combo.
And you were curious.
Never tried that before. I'm going to give that a run. I just know if I just said National Hot Tub Day, I would hear a bunch of, I'd get a bunch of mentions. You didn't mention National.
You would?
Yeah. Black Forest Cake Day.
I don't think you get a lot of that.
Oh, man. Unbelievable.
One thing my hot tub's missing is
never
a bakery. I need baked goods.
Your complaints are unbelievable.
I need baked goods coming in while I'm boiling up at about 103 degrees.
That is disgusting.
That's a good temp.
Ugh.
103.
Blech.
Holmberg's morning sickness.
Disgusting. They smell. They're sticky. They say things that are horrible.
98.
All these crazy alien stories can't be true, can they? Hey, it's Stephen Diener, host of the Unidentified Alien Podcast. And whether you're new to the conversation or have been looking into it for years, you need to check out the fastest growing alien show out there, the Unidentified Alien Podcast, or UAP for short. There's a crazy amount of alien encounter stories out there from all over the world. And the beauty of it is that I bring them all to you and let you decide what you believe. Download and subscribe to UAP on any of the major podcasting platforms. And you can also find it on UAPpodcast.com.
Holmberg's morning sickness.
A couple of baseless fun facts. Kobe Bryant's full name was Kobe Bean Bryant.
Yeah.
Named after the Japanese Kobe beef, and his parents saw it on the menu, and Bean was shortened from his father's nickname, Jelly Bean.
Right.
I didn't.
Jelly Bean Bryant.
The best-selling fiction author in history is either William Shakespeare or Agatha Christie.
They haven't decided yet.
They both sold somewhere between 2 billion and 4 billion books.
But who's counting? 2 and 4 billion? That's
a pretty good gap.
So it's either between 2 and 4, but they know it's not 0 to 2. They're just not narrowing it down. A
little lazy.
The 2 billion either way either makes it 0 or 4 billion.
That's a wide swing.
Let's just say 2 billion plus.
Yeah, go high.
Yeah.
Liechtenstein has won the most gold medals in the Olympics per capita. Their population is around 40,000.
And they've got two.
They've got two. One for every 20,000 people. America has 1,175 golds. We're just one out of every 280,000 living people.
Not even close to Liechtenstein. Athletes.
Are we only counting living people? We should count all the dead ones before, too.
Why?
The Olympics have been 100 years. We should, you know, average.
That's silly.
That in.
That's a ridiculous notion.
The black box on an airplane is usually bright orange, red, or red, not black.
I know.
Originally, they were black.
Air disasters.
They figured out.
You know that?
They're tough to find when they're black.
Not really. They ping. They make no.
Well, but I'm saying when they had the when they designed getting into it when they started searching for them.
Yeah, they're bright red most of the time, and they're ripping them out of the sides of mountains.
Well, they ping because if they go underwater, right?
They ping everywhere. Just like, there it is. And that's the best thing. Why don't they make the planes out of the black box? The thing never gets ruined. Ooh. Probably a little heavy, but add a couple more engines.
A study found that 2 back-to-back nights of bad sleep can make us feel 4 years older than we really are.
And Dennis, who we mailed earlier, hasn't slept for 14 days.
Yeah.
Because he's got that Irish toothless hog laying next to him, Kawasaki-ing up his sheets.
Getting laid, but he's not happy about it.
He's only doing it out of obligation.
They looked at sleep patterns of over 400 people and asked each person how they felt. They had a second group that got 9 hours of sleep for two nights in a row, followed by just 4 hours for another two nights. The average person felt 4.4 years older than their age after the two back-to-back nights of bad sleep. The people it hit hardest said they felt 10 years older.
I don't even know what that means.
So if you're 40, two nights in a row could make you feel like you're 50.
But how do you know how 50 feels when you're 40?
Yeah, and then they say the other good news is when people get enough sleep every night for a full month, they felt an average of 5 years younger.
I can understand feeling younger. You can't feel older. You don't know what that feels like. You can't anticipate, well, I feel 55 today. Like, I don't know what 55 feels like.
It's actually a great point.
Yeah, you're just throwing out an arbitrary fact that you don't feel very good.
Yeah, you feel worse than you did yesterday.
I feel 61 today.
Yeah,
like, what does that feel like? I couldn't tell you what that feels like. I don't know what 61 feels like at all. I see it. A lot of people it doesn't look pretty on, but.
Another poll found the average American spends 84 hours a year working sick. 10.5 work days. Just over 2 weeks worth. The top reason we do it, we'd rather power through, not have people think we're being dramatic.
I got a couple emails about Vince McMahon. So you realize he's 80 years old. A dude taking a poop on your face who's 80. Those balls are around your throat like a necklace.
But even so, if it was 10 years ago, he's still 70.
70. Those are long balls.
Yeah.
But steroids have probably shrunk that up. But the skin, I don't have big balls, but I have a lot of skin. So when I'm old, it's just going to be.
Start throwing down some steroids. Let's see what happens.
Well, it wouldn't matter. The balls can shrink
up.
No. The scrotum skin doesn't tighten up. Your balls shrink.
Oh, okay.
I have basically like 70s curtains. It's weird. They just look funny.
According to the Pittsburgh Public Safety, Yabaraj Budathoki of Pittsburgh is facing charges of aggravated assault and reckless endangerment on an incident. It began when a male customer came into the Sunoco gas station.
Wait a minute. That guy works at a Sunoco gas station convenience store?
Yeah.
We're not allowed to bring that up, though.
So the male customer came in and...
Nothing to see here.
Nope. Totally normal.
Started throwing bananas at Yabaraj.
What are you doing?
Budathoki.
What did you say?
What was his last name again?
Budathoki.
Oh, yeah. Something else. I tell you right now, Brady, you say my name like it is bad, like you're called Yabaraj Budathoki. That is not my name, my friend.
According to Yabaraj, the customer then picked up more bananas and threw at him. Then he said stop, and the customer took a swing at him.
Was it Harry Belafonte's kid?
That's when Yabaraj picked up the PVC pipe and beat the crap out of the man.
He happened to have one nearby. A PVC
behind,
pipe?
Behind the, it was a...
I mean, that would hurt.
It was a...
But it would...
Persuader.
I guess.
Self-defense deal behind the counter. The guy's suffering, he's in serious condition right now in the hospital. Possible brain bleed.
Oh, he was facing him with the PVC pipe. That was one of them thick PVC, not sprinkler lines like I'm thinking.
Yeah.
He's got one of those big...
He did some damage. So they'll have to compare the stories. He's saying it was self-defense.
Ignore how I look on sound and the music that plays behind me. I am not a stereotype of who works at the convenience store in the Pittsburgh area.
How's that accent again?
How Yin's doing? Have you watched Pat McAfee today? He's a fantastic man about the city of bridges. Bill Cowher comes in here every once in a while and throws bananas at me too.
We can't say it, but when they say Yahaj Mahersh Mahaj works at a 7-Eleven, we're all supposed to go, that's I don't like that. You know how you get rid of that stereotype if all those people would stop trying to work at those places?
Or own them.
Well, no. They already own them. Just stop working there.
Oh, so own it.
Stop being behind the counter.
And Trevor to do it.
Yeah, kill the stereotype.
The incident in Baltimore about the Francis Scott Key Bridge collapse.
Mm-hmm.
From 1960 to 2015, there were 35 major bridge collapses, killing a total of 342 people. It's a lot. I didn't realize so many bridges collapsed. And it's a ferry or a different boat running into the bridge, causing the bridge to collapse.
We got to start keeping an eye on that stuff. Because that one went down like a house of cards. And to me, that just shows the terrorists that we got some weak bridges and some.
Do you see the numbers ports. They threw out? The amount of merchandise and stuff that's
insane.
Because there's 20 boats waiting to come into the port.
You can't go now.
And
then, of course, you know, it's the biggest place for cars in America. So expect those prices to go through the roof. It's like, damn it. Remember they got us when that one boat got screwed up in the Suez Canal? And it's like, everything's going to be delayed for a year.
Yeah, and it's not because that's the only port. What happens is this guy spilled out. Now they have to bid at the other three ports that would normally cost $1 million to unload. They'll say, I'll give you 1.5. Well, then they pass.
We're getting screwed is what's happening.
Yep.
That boat crash is going to cost us a fortune on your next Honda Element. Yeah, we'll get killed on toothpaste. Oh, it was the boat crash. They blame that Suez Canal goof for everything. I remember
that was 3 months, remember?
Yeah, but they got it out of there pretty quick. Figure something else out. Have a plan B. Have a safety school for... I almost said the F word.
On The Source, which is a program on CNN, Caitlin Collins interviewed a security specialist, former NYPD officer Bill Stanton, about what to do if you're on a bridge and it collapses and your car goes in the water.
Fall.
He made sure that, you know, the safety, put your windows down. And if you can't do that, you know, he has a device, two devices in his car, one to break the window.
Those sharp pointy things.
Yeah. A lot of times you can get an end of a flashlight or something like that. And then secondly, something to cut the seat belts if that jams up. He did have to throw in, do not TikTok while that's happening.
Right. I have.
Because there's so many people that would. Go to that first before they get out of the car.
I have an orange hammer in every car that has the window breaker and a seatbelt slicer on it. It's the coolest thing in the world, too. But if I'm on a bridge that's collapsing, it's not like I have it in my hand. I have to dig around in the glove box for a second.
Yeah.
And yesterday,
while falling, I thought about that, too.
Yesterday, it took me 20 minutes to get my registration out of my glove box because I had to show that to my tax guy, and I couldn't find the key. I didn't realize I'd locked it. Well, this is no good. The key is, again, somewhere in my car is the key that starts the car. And it's not it's a push button start. So my car is up for grabs pretty much 24 hours a day to all you folks listening. Horrible. Gotta find that thing.
And now it's time for some Wild, Wild World.
Okay. Oh, I didn't load you. Damn it. Why? Why have I not done these? There you go.
Hello, my friends. I'm Brady Bogan, and this is your Wild, Wild World. Police went on a wild ostrich chase in South Korea at the local zoo. An ostrich got out, started running the streets of South Korea.
Wild ostrich. It was a contained ostrich.
Well, it was kind of like a wild geese chase.
Oh, the chase was wild, like Bob Hope wild.
But it was actually an ostrich. And it got down it ran the streets for a while. They chased it for an hour. There is a video of it running down the street. And they finally... running next to a bus.
Video of an ostrich running.
Pretty cool. In South Korea, in the middle of the road. If there was an ostrich running down the road, you act like that would be nothing to you? Go f*** yourself. That's an amazing thing.
Holmberg's morning sickness.
Disgusting. They smell. They're sticky. They say things that are horrible.
98. Holmberg's morning sickness.
If you're driving down the 202 and you look next to you and there's an ostrich sprinting along, you're telling that story.
And you're told to, you know, catch Toledo. That ostrich.
Look at Toledo over here. Man, that's a thing. Yeah, that's a thing. It's a huge thing.
You go crazy when there's a hummingbird outside.
Yeah.
Do I?
Probably. They probably circle your head on a frequent basis. It's home.
Some lady in the... San Francisco called the police because she said she saw a mountain lion outside of her home walking along the fence.
That's not good.
It was a large cat.
No.
They're like, if you look at it, but I appreciate the call, but they used the Ring camera and look at it.
Oh, they looked at it.
It was the neighbor's cat.
It's a big cat.
Then another lady in England thought she was rescuing a baby hedgehog. Put it in a box, took it home that night, put some food in there, some cat food, and then called Animal Rescue the next morning.
Right.
Said, can I bring this in? I think I captured this baby hedgehog. She brings it in. They open up the shoebox. It's a faux fur pom-pom off the top of someone's hat.
He's an idiot.
Oh, yeah. Take a look at the picture of this thing.
Okay. That's pretty hedgehoggy, though. That's,
yeah, I know, but...
I mean...
They do ball up.
I guess. I might think this is a hedgehog, too. I'm not going to lie.
No.
Yeah.
Come on. Let me see it.
No way.
I'd kick it to find out.
Yeah, you're...
I might think that's a hedgehog. It's pretty hedgehoggian.
Come on. You know,
look,
what?
I'm not listening to you, Mr. Unimpressed by the ostrich on the freeway. You see that thing?
I see those every day.
Hedgehog out here. I'd give it a boot, and it would ball up and roll. Like, I think that's a hedgehog. I don't know that
I think you would have been able to find out before you call.
Here's the other thing. It was a hedgehog doing just fine on its own. Why'd you got to pick it up?
Could be young enough.
You would pick it. What are you going to do? What are you, a hedgehog's mom?
Bring it back to...
To who? Leave it there.
Let the wildlife...
Brady, much like Toledo.
Savior complex.
Yeah, much
I'm sorry, I got to rescue that.
Much like Toledo's parents, they didn't care enough about it to not leave it alone. What are you going to do different? There's something wrong with that hedgehog.
For the most part, let nature take its...
Leave it there. You picking up a hedgehog and giving it cat food, that's not good. I'm looking at you, Brady. Stop picking up animals. You're going to end up with one of those ski caps at your house.
I will rescue that coral snake.
I know. And it doesn't need rescuing. It's already home.
That's your wild, wild world.
No.
A Japanese diaper maker has just announced they will stop producing diapers for babies. Adults only.
Nice.
Because of the senior population of Japan.
Oh, because they have they don't have a very good birth rate over there right now.
But they will continue to make the baby diapers in Malaysia and...
Mexico.
They have another manufacturer.
So there's that few Japanese babies now because their birth rate has been below their death rate for a long time now. So now they don't even make diapers for the kids. They're phasing them out. This sounds... Suddenly I'm interested in Japan. They're phasing out the future? Strapping up diapers to the elderly? And in Japan, the elderly people aren't that big, much bigger than the babies, so it's not like they've got to change the formula too much. No babies. A world with no babies. Oh. Every rapper in America just went, what kind of dreamland are you talking about?
Except for Nick Cannon.
He seems to be. Yeah, he would be thrilled if we could eliminate the baby process. Oh. The whole world has been vasectomized. Oh. You're going to make me cry.
The sheriff's office in Colville, Washington, posted a funny update on Facebook. This guy called and said he's coming in from out of town in April. Wanted to know if Bigfoot hunting is legal, and if it is, does it require a special license?
Yep.
Told him it was really more of a question for the Fish and Wildlife Office, the sheriff did.
I'd have still charged him $100,000.
He says, I already called them, and they referred me back to you guys. So whoever took the call passed it up the chain of command. They said they told him that they'd wait to hear back. He wanted to clarify he was... only interested in bagging a male Sasquatch.
Yeah, that's the only one that's allowed to. You can't shoot the females.
Because he wouldn't trafficking.
Also, for $100,000, I'll get you an international, universal passport and hunting license for Bigfoots for $100,000. Just hand it over to me.
Go interstellar for another $100,000.
Okay. Yeah, you throw in another $25,000, and it's any planet you want to look for him on. It's up to you. You've got a full pass from planet Garmak all the way to here. I will give you a hunting license for that.
Well, the chief of police responded back with two pieces of information. He says, one, the guy was asking about an area called Meadow Lake, which is actually in a different county. So the sheriff there might have more info. Secondly, he said he's pretty sure there aren't any around because one of his deputies would have hit one with their patrol car by now.
Okay. This guy's a bigger idiot than the guy looking for Bigfoot, that he didn't fleece this moron for his life savings immediately like I would have. Because this guy doesn't need to have a retirement. He's an idiot. Take it all. How much do you have in your... Oh, geez, that's just shy. But you know what? I'm going to give you a deal today. Normally, and you've got $75,000 in the bank, normally are $80,000. But for you, because you look like you're going to get one, $75,000 for a hunting license for a Bigfoot. And that dude forks that over immediately. And what do we care after that? Had the best parade and... Podunkville, Washington, ever. But that sheriff's like, well, he's probably checked one county over. Maybe they know something about it. You idiot.
It's just outside of Washington State.
You moron.
Eastern side of the state. So you're 100%.
Oh, absolutely. There. Anybody looking for Bigfoot is an idiot. Yeah. Anybody who's trying to go, well, we don't have licenses for that, but Sheriff Jeffrey might. What are you doing? Take his money. If someone walked in here right now and said, hey, I'm looking for a Bigfoot license. I've got those.
$2,000.
$2,000? I'm asking, they're really pricey. How much do you have? What are you willing to spend? About $13,000? My God. Normally they're $15,000.
You need a guide?
$13,000's today right. Only. Today only $13,000. I'm not going with him. Need a guide. What's wrong with you?
You are.
I want to see him do it. I think he's going to get one.
Another $13,000.
You're an idiot.
You have such a need to be around people.
That would be, you're a moron. Did you say another $13,000 and you're his guide? Now you got to go out with Bigfoot guy for $13,000.
Not me.
Who are you going to send?
I'll get a guy for $6,000.
You're a moron. Now you just made this a job. What's wrong with you? You're so dumb. You. The guy comes in. Ask him what he's willing to spend. You tell him, oh, normally the price is $2,000 higher. You have exactly amount to the discount. I'll give you a discount. I'll give you one. You print one up real quick on the internet, and he's out of your life. You want to hang out with him. You want to cook him dinner. You want to get him a guide. No. Whatever he's got is in my pocket, and the transaction is over. Any Bigfoot hunters? I am the official Bigfoot licensee in Arizona. If you're curious, email me, and I'll tell you how much they cost.
All roads to Bigfoot go through John.
Absolutely. Legally.
Legally.
Right. Don't go poaching.
Yeah.
Oh, don't go
Bigfoot
poaching.
Poachers.
Try and please me.
Christy Hayden from the Wildlife World Zoo chimed in on the baby hedgehog thing. Said the hilarious, John, you would be able to tell. She said, if
I'm not listening
between
to
a fur pom-pom.
All right, Christy, that's enough. Nope. I bet you at the zoo they've got a mix of hedgehogs and pom-poms. Brady's tried to feed one of the pom-poms.
Yeah. This one's sleeping.
You have to put a glove on sometimes with
to
a hedgehog.
To feed a hedgehog or a hat?
A hedgehog. The fur you wouldn't have to. Soft.
Okay, that's enough.
Yeah, that means it's not a hedgehog.
Yeah.
And you don't give it cat food either.
She just, you know, she had food on hand, John.
And sloths didn't invent the avocado, like Christy said.
They're farmers. They produce.
Stop. It. Enough.
A couple videos. Of radio videos. This is the first one, a guy stumbling down. The audio on it is pretty funny.
He's falling down some stairs.
Yeah, hits a Lego that his son left
he
out.
He stepped on a Lego at the top of the stairs?
About three steps down.
Well, this
maybe.
Staircase leads right into a wall.
Yeah.
This is the worst designed basement I've ever seen
in
my life.
70s houses.
Yep.
No, it isn't. This is just what a child would design.
A buddy of mine had a house.
You're talking about the decor, Richard, that the staircase is touching the wall.
With the bookcase. Oh, yeah.
You're looking at all the decor. The staircase is literally from the bottom of the wall to the. There is no turn. This is a bad design.
It's not code.
Blocked by the. Right?
It is not code. Yeah, that's. I tell you right now, that staircase is not right. All right,
before you watch it, the best comment on it already is these birth control commercials are getting wild.
This is solid. He pushed her down the stairs. Here we go. Oh, yeah. Oh, there's no guardrail on there either.
Look at the little kid.
Now, again, imagine a world with no babies. Oh. Oh. Yeah, dude
luckily,
goes off
didn't
the
hit
side.
The electric Mercedes car that here, evidently drives in circles in that room.
Oh, Jesus Christ!
I would definitely stuff a hanger in that kid's throat after I did that.
The next one I fell for, I'm like, I thought it was kids getting hurt, but you got to watch.
Okay.
It's a kid on one of those gazelle. Oh.
This is the Tony Little gazelle in the middle of the park.
The lady in the background beats it on a speed bump.
He's just riding the gazelle.
Yeah.
And then some lady in the background falls down. Big fat lady falling down. And
slap.
He's just laughing. Well, they allow those kids to have those. Yeah, all right, I saw it.
I thought he was falling. Crying at first.
Yeah, we don't have Brett here today for the good ones.
Well, we don't have time anyway.
I know. That's right. You're done?
Avion's on his way.
Yeah, Avion Crockett's here. We'll talk to Brett one last time, too. We're going to give out another clue, see if we can get that keg given away at Action Ride Shop this morning. $5,000 for somebody. That's how easy this is. That's all we're focused on today. And Avion Crockett, he's going to be here in just a few seconds. What happened?
They got it.
They got it already?
Brett just texted over.
They got the keg. It is. All right. We'll talk to Brett and find out who won it next. It's 98 KUPD. My goodness.
Hey, it's not weird. It's pretty cool, actually. No membership fee.
I have heard enough of this.